This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson.
Well, there's a crazy daddy-o.
When I was in about third grade, all at once, the world of everyday stuff got new and exciting. Instamatic cameras and touch-tone phones and zip-top soda pop cans. Of course, those zip-tops 1.0 in the 1960s with the razor-sharp metal tags you ripped off the can and threw away were convenient and fun, but also kinda dangerous. That changed in 1972 when a young engineer was hired by the Reynolds Metals Company to help them get into the aluminum can business.
Well, he's the only one on the street. My name is Dan Kudzik, C-U-D-Z-I-K, and I'm the inventor of the Pop Top.
The newest beer can tops have ring tabs made of aluminum from Alcoa. Now beer cans are a cinch to open. Ring tab tops make them a cinch to open. Another change for the better with Alcoa aluminum.
Back in the 70s, when the Pop Top was born, we had to design a convenience top that was more practical and less prone to litter.
Take a Pop Top holiday. Get the Schlitz. Forget the opener. Schlitz Pop Top bottles. Schlitz Pop Top cans.
So we started out with the program at Reynolds developing this thing to the point where we can make a convenience top that was very reliable, and I think we've achieved it. I would go out for a ride in my car for 50 or 100 miles from Richmond, Virginia, down to the mountains, Appalachians, then come back and maybe have a better, more clear picture of what I wanted. This is how it happened. I was sitting in my living room, half watching the movie and half watching what I was trying to resolve, and all of a sudden the pieces all fell together, and I told my wife unequivocally at the time, I says, I think I finally got the answer. And so I come upstairs and I sketched it up for her. And then the following day I went to work and I sketched it up for my boss, who's retired now. So we went ahead and we built the preliminary tools to prove the concept out. And I got it worked right away. The concept is initiated by a first class and a second class lever. If you were to take any youngster, show them how to lift the tab up, and then ask them what happens, it's amazing because people think it just opens because of the lifting of the tab, but it isn't. When you lift the tab, it flexes in back of the rivet. And then the nose causes the next action, which as this pressure point changes, that's what causes the opening to happen. Now Coca-Cola in a can is much more fun. And I'm putting the fingernail underneath there. Okay, and we take the thing. All you've done is you've fractured the rivet in back of the head of the lifting action. And as you continue on opening, it snaps all the way through and it's open. I think I had like 32 patents and can top business. We've improved on it from time to time, but I think we're at a point right now where I don't believe that there'll be too many changes anymore. They're reliable and they're pretty much effortless. I think we've more than proved that it's the most workable concept on the market.
Since its invention in 1972, Daniel Kudzik's Pop Tab has, by one estimate, conserved half a billion pounds of aluminum and Lord knows how many thumbs. Kim Gittleson produced our story.